You're listening to Asbury University's Chapel Podcast, recorded live from our campus in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury's Chapel Service hosts speakers from around the world to inspire academic excellence and spiritual vitality. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Good morning. Welcome to our 2024 Academic Honors Convocation. Asbury's mission statement speaks to academic excellence and to spiritual vitality. And today we gather to honor the academic accomplishments of our students. And in addition to that, we are equally honoring the amazing men and women behind me, the faculty who invest in their lives. We're going to begin our service with a word of prayer from Professor Beth Groves.
Please stand and join me in prayer. Father God, thank you that we can all be together in this place to recognize and celebrate the scholarly dedication and academic accomplishments of this past school year. As we honor each recipient, help us to remember that all we do, academically and otherwise, is for your glory. We thank you for Asbury University and the privilege and joy it is to study here. We are thankful for the faculty, staff, family, and friends who continuously provide support and guidance in our academic endeavors. As we hear names called in celebration of scholarly successes, help us to also hear your voice as it guides us in the purpose and direction of our lives. Continue to remind us, Lord, that you are with us, encouraging and supporting us. Remind us that we are loved by you, that we are important to you, regardless of any accolades received here today. Fill us with your Holy Spirit as we learn to listen to your voice, hide your word in our hearts, and follow you throughout all our lives. And Father, we ask your blessing on each student in the room today. Enable them to continue to grow both academically and spiritually. Support them as they leave campus for the summer and go out into the world to make a difference for you. Amen.
The theme for honors convocation is found in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve God's will. His will is good, pleasing, and perfect. A renewed mind is evidence of spiritual growth and spiritual transformation. The goal of such a transformation is to become Christ-like. Living together in Christian community provides an environment in which you are stretched and challenged in your thinking so that your minds are transformed to resonate with the mind of Christ. Part of the mission of Asbury University is to equip students through academic excellence and spiritual vitality, so that students are prepared to engage society and advance the cause of Christ around the world. Today we celebrate the many ways you have demonstrated our collective commitment to these ideals as we highlight academic achievements of members of the student body and the faculty. We regard academic achievement as stewardship of the gifts and talents God has given us, and we lift them up as an active form of worship.
Good morning. The Department of Ancient Modern Languages proud of all of our graduating seniors, and we pray God's blessings on them as they leave us and move on to what God is in store for them next in their lives. But this morning we would like to recognize two students for their outstanding academic achievement in their respective language areas. Amanda Vick in Ancient Languages. And Ashley Green in Spanish.
I'd like to invite John Golden, David Wald, Ashlyn Hamby, and Caitlin Wilson, if they're here, to join me on stage. Each year, the art and design faculty select recipients for two awards for seniors, the Senior Merit Award and the Art and Faith Award. The Senior Merit Art Award is given to a student with promising talent, a strong work ethic, dedication to the field of art and design, and is a person who inspires others. John? This year's award goes to John Golden. The Art and Faith Award. The Art and Faith Award was created to honor students whose lives reflect integrity in pursuing a deeper understanding of God and whose artwork reflects faith in new and fresh ways. David, this year's award goes to David Walt. This year, we were blessed with a new scholarship. The Marjorie King Smith Scholarship for Art and Design was established by Tammy King, a 1996 graduate of Asbury, in memory of her grandmother. Marjorie, or Gram, as she was affectionately known, fell in love with art as a child, and her love of art continued through her life. She became an accomplished painter and brought the joy and passion she felt for art to teaching. She taught painting from her home studio for 25 years and the local Christian school for 20. Art was vital to her life, as were her family and her faith. For the coming academic year, we announced Caitlin Wilson and Ashlyn Hamby. If you all could come forward. We announce Caitlin Wilson and Ashlyn Hamby as the first recipients of the Marjorie King Smith Scholarship for Art and Design. Thank you.
Good morning. On Thursday, April 11th, the Dayton School of Business honored its graduates at our annual spring banquet. We also presented our outstanding student honors. These students are not only high academic achievers, but they represent the school's mission and vision of being the best for the world. Would these students please stand at their seats when their name is announced, and we'll congratulate these students after all names are read. Overall outstanding graduate, Holton Handel. Outstanding graduate in accounting, Emma Reed. Outstanding graduates in business administration, Emily Pohl and Maria Pohl. Outstanding student in finance, Rex Nagel. Outstanding student in marketing, Caleb Wallace. Outstanding student in sport management, Austin Dunlap. And our professor's choice, Celia Pilfrey. Congratulations.
On April 10th, Christian Studies and Philosophy offered Department Awards honors at its recent celebration of discipline. For these awards, we'd invite those students also to stand in similar fashion. Outstanding Achievement in Bible and Theology, Jackson Feedback and Sean Hamilton. Society of Professional Christian Educators Scholastic Achievement Award, Rachel Call. The E. Stanley Jones Scholastic Award in Missions, Jenna Reed and Aaron Groff. Outstanding Achievement in Worship Arts, Rachel Ferguson. Outstanding Achievement in Philosophy, Benjamin Meadows. Congratulations, Christian Studies students.
On behalf of Dean Jim Owens, I have the honor of presenting the Academic Excellence Awards for the School of Communications. First, the award for academic excellence in the school in journalism, Anna Lowe. Academic Excellence in Media Communication goes to Katie Jornod. Academic Excellence in Theater and Cinema Performance goes to Allison Stathers. She could not be with us today, but the Academic Excellence in Communications goes to Grace Statzer.
Good morning. On behalf of our dean in the School of Ed, Dr. Sharon Bixler, whose voice is gone, I'm her voice today. On behalf of the School of Education, we would like to recognize two of our students for their academic excellence in the classroom and their outstanding performance in their clinical experiences, serving the young students placed in their care. First of all, for outstanding achievement in P-12 education, Ashley Green. For outstanding achievement in elementary education in our traditional program, Mackenzie Anders.
If Addison Ty and Ella Fairbairn would come forward. Each year, as they're making their way forward, each year the English department offers or awards a scholarship, the Putney Scholarship, to a rising senior in English who shows great promise. And I'm happy to announce that this year's recipient will be Clara Kinman. And we are proud of all of our majors, all of our seniors. This is always a tough decision for us, but this year's outstanding academic achievement for a senior graduating in English is Addison Dale Todd. And this year's outstanding academic achievement for a senior graduating in creative writing is Anna Elizabeth Fairbairn. And this year's outstanding academic achievement for a senior graduating in English education is James Dietrich Ditzenberger. I communicated with Dietrich last week to let him know he'd be recognized. He said something about he would love to be here, but he's got to teach. I don't know. What's up with that? He needs to get his priorities straight. But thank you very much.
Would Willem Hansen and Andrea Collette please come forward? The Department of Mathematics is pleased to present the Adele A. Wood Mathematics Endowed Scholarship. This award is given annually to a rising senior majoring in mathematics with preference to high school mathematics teaching. This year, we are pleased to present the award to Andrea Collette. The Outstanding Senior in Mathematics Award this year is presented to William Hansen.
Grace Monsanto and Caleb Simmons, please join me here on the platform. It is my privilege this morning on behalf of the Music Department faculty to honor Grace Monsanto with the Award of Outstanding Vocal Achievement in Music and Caleb Simmons with the Award of Outstanding Instrumental and Composition Achievement in Music. Both Grace and Caleb have not only excelled academically, but have also demonstrated exceptional performance skills in the areas of voice, guitar, and composition, and have provided superb leadership in our department. We present them this morning with a new conducting baton, which we hope will serve them well as they lead many others in the art of making music, a certificate of achievement acknowledging these awards today, and just because it is chocolate and has a music theme, a symphony candy bar. We are very proud of you both and look forward to seeing how God will use you for his purposes in the future. Congratulations, Grace and Caleb.
Students Jezri Leong and Rebecca Harry, please come forward. As they come, I would like to recognize a few student psych majors who have shown both academic excellence and noteworthy promise in the study of psychology. To honor the service of Dr. and Mrs. Allen and Yvonne Moulton, two people who poured themselves into the lives of many Asbury students across several generations, a scholarship has been established in their name. Rising juniors and senior psychology majors are eligible to apply for this honor. The new students being named Moulton Scholars for next year are Elizabeth Bauer, Morgan Flannery, Aiden Gaither, Brianne McDermott, Sophia Raynick, and Marissa Yost. Would these students please stand so we can recognize you? Our highest academic achievement award for this senior psychology major goes to Jezri Leong. Congratulations, Jezri. Our last award is named in honor of a former psychology professor, Dr. Lee Fisher. It goes to the senior who best epitomizes leadership, service, academic excellence, and personal character. This year, the Lee Fisher Psy-Chi Award goes to Rebecca Harry. Congratulations.
Would Veronica Rojas, Rebecca Bogle, and Sarah Brewer please come forward? Oh, I think they're there. In October 1981, Mrs. Betty Snyder Shipps established an endowment to honor her husband, Hamill P. Shipps. This award is presented annually to the senior who will be entering medical school the next academic year. And this year, the Hamill P. Shipps Medical Service Award is awarded to Veronica Rojas. The Judge J. W. and Winnell Scott D. Science Research Stipend is awarded to a science major who shows exceptional promise and interest in scientific research. This year, the D. Science Research Stipend is presented to Sarah Brewer. And the Kenyon Science and Mathematics Award is presented to the student who demonstrates scholarship at the highest level, has significant involvement in campus activities, and exhibits a Christian witness. This year, the Kenyon Science and Mathematics Award is presented to Rebecca Bogle.
Following students, join me up at the front. Jezri Leong, come back. With Caleb Westfall, Dell Chumley, and Luke Van Lanningham. Faculty in my department work in a cluster of related disciplines, namely history, sociology, and political science. These fields interact with and complement one another, and our disciplines together help us understand the complexities of our social and political order. This spring, we'd like to honor the following seniors for their outstanding and persistently high performance in our academic areas. Our Honors Award in History goes to Dale Chumley. Honors Award in Political Science goes to Caleb Westfall. Our Honors Award in Sociology goes to Jezri Leon. And this year we have an additional award in Interdisciplinary Studies that goes to Luke Van Lanningham, who somehow managed to triple major across all three of these fields.
Good morning. Would Savannah Hoover and Taylor Enloe please make their way to the front? The Social Work Department is proud of all of its graduates, but we do have two awards this morning to give out. Our first award is the Outstanding Academic Achievement Award for Savannah Hoover. And our second award this morning is the Excellence in Service and Leadership, and that is for Taylor Enloe.
Good morning, everyone. I have two privileges during Academic Honors Convocation Chapel this morning. The first is to present the Faculty Award for Excellence in Student Investment. The purpose of this award is to identify and honor a faculty member who is not only an exceptional teacher, but exemplifies servanthood and excels outside of the classroom. This faculty member is known for seeing great potential in students, being in their corner and pushing and growing them to be the best use of their talents and their God-given abilities. This individual cares very deeply for their students, whether it's through advising in the classroom, their involvement with our student athletes, involvement through their academic department, and those are just the ones that we hear about. This professor is highly motivated to see students succeed in their academics, professional lives, and most importantly, their walk with Christ. I know that I have been personally blessed by them in my brief time here at Asbury. I'm thankful for the way she has encouraged and challenged me in these past 3 years. This year, Asbury Student Congress, Executive Cabinet, and I are proud to present the Faculty Award for Excellence in Student Investment to Dr. Emily Walsh. Asbury, as I stand before you today, I'm filled with pride, gratitude, and hope for the future ahead. I knew I'd cry a little bit, so forgive me as I get through this. Serving as your Asbury University student body president has been such an honor and a privilege. Together, we've navigated challenges, celebrated victories, and made unforgettable memories. We've done our best to better the student experience by aiding in what is good and what's already happening here at Asbury, invoking change when necessary, and hopefully we have built a better and stronger, more Christ-centered community here on our campus. As I pass the mantle, I do so with immense gratitude for each and every one of you. Thank you for your trust and your dedication and our passion for our university and to get to know Christ better. I'm encouraged by each and every one of you when I see you playing in the stews, playing ping pong, maybe during one of our ping pong tournaments, running on the green, playing intramurals, going to class. I'm encouraged by each and every one of you and the way that you strive to look like Christ every day. Together, we've made our mark on this campus, and I have no doubt that the best is yet to come. As my term comes to an end, I want to remind you that the journey does not stop here. The torch is passed to a new leader, someone who I would trust with full confidence that you have voted in the right capabilities and strengths to lead the student body in the coming year. Let's pray over Zach, and then I will present his gavel to him. So go ahead and bow your heads with me as I pray this morning. Dear Lord, as I've already said, I'm so thankful for each and every person in this room. I'm thankful for the way that Zach has had the courage to be voted in by his peers. And I pray that he has the courage to lead well and to strive and look for you in every single decision, Lord. I pray that he leads his team well, that he has the peace and the grace to make mistakes and to own them, Lord, but just to seek you first and to put students first and his relationship with you first, Lord. I pray that through any challenges and hardships he faces, that, again, he has grace with himself, but he also leans on you because you are the person, that you are the God that brings us through all things, Lord. Again, I'm just so thankful for Zach and his willingness to lead, and I pray that he leads his team well, Lord, in this student body. Thank you for your son, and thank you for who you are. In your name we pray. Amen. Without further ado, I'd like to present the gavel to your 2024-2025 student body president, Zach Fazio.
Thank you all so much. It is a privilege and an honor to be here, to have your all's trust. As I step into this position, I do not do so lightly. Thank you for all of your support and love. I'm so excited what next year is going to bring. I'm so excited to build on the awesome foundations that everything Emma has done. It is going to be wonderful and fantastic. So thank you all. Please talk to me. I'm here, okay, to support and to serve. Thank you all so much.
It is my great privilege and to present and formally recognize this year's recipients of the Roy L. Lauder Servant Leadership Award. For 28 consecutive years, Asbury University has honored four juniors who embody what it means to be a servant leader, both on and off campus. Through an ongoing partnership with the Barney II and Moore Foundations, Asbury is part of an international network of institutions that will honor over 200 student leaders this year who give of themselves in service to their communities. Each recipient receives a cash award of $750 to be used at his or her discretion, and will be able to direct an additional donation of $250 to a charitable organization of his or her choice. Additionally, each recipient receives a sculpture entitled The Divine Servant. Asbury's award is named after retired education professor Roy Lauder, who has been a tireless servant leader through his teaching, preaching, mentoring, counseling, and missions work. We are really thankful that he and his daughter Lori are with us today. Allow me to present the Roy L. Lauder Servant Leadership Award recipients of 2024. Emma Bell. Elizabeth Bramer. Brendan Krebs. And Olivia Parsons.
I'm Professor Dr. Emily Walsh, and Professor of Accounting and Dayton School of Business. And I also have the privilege of serving as Asbury's faculty athletic representative for the NCAA. This morning, I have the privilege of recognizing Asbury's graduating scholar athletes. To receive this honor, student athletes have maintained an overall GPA of 3.5 or higher during their undergraduate studies, and they are commencing this academic year. Next week, each of these student athletes or scholar athletes will receive a lapel pin to wear on their commencement regalia to signify this accomplishment. I am pleased to recognize 27 graduating scholar athletes this morning. These scholar athletes represent all 16 of Asbury's NCAA teams and the following majors: accounting, biochemistry, biology, business, chemistry, education, equine, finance, marketing, media communication, multimedia journalism, psychology, social work, and sport management. For those scholar athletes joining us in person this morning, please stand when I call your name and remain standing until all the names have been read. Please hold your applause as I read through this extensive list. Caroline Absher, Madeline Bayline, Abigail Colton, Jenna Davis, Caden Dougal, Taylor Inlow, Holton Handel, Madeline Heineman, Genevieve Hill, Andrew Nelson, Della Nevitt, Celia Pelfrey, Christian Phillips, Emily Pohl, Maria Pohl, Brenna Reynolds, Ambrose Schulte, Trinity Shearer, Catherine Stanley, Elizabeth Terpstra, Nathaniel Thalman, Yuri Tirado, Audrey Van Loo, Caleb Wallace, Yunyan Wong, Luke Wheatley, and Clayton Winter. Please join me in congratulating our 2024 scholar athletes.
Good morning. Will the following students please join me up on the platform? Erin Groff, Grace Monsanto, Amanda Vick, and Ashton Montgomery. On Tuesday, April the 9th, Asbury University held its 9th annual Search Symposium. This university-wide academic event celebrates the academic achievements of students and the faculty who guide them. This morning, we honor students from the paper competition portion of the research event. The work of the winners is not judged by simply how the material is expressed, but also by the honor it produces within the subject area. The objective is not to require that these papers be presented in such a way that results or innovation is overly prized, but in a way where careful discernment in the research or creative process is nurtured and apparent. Please join me in congratulating this year's Search Symposium Student Scholars of Excellence. The third and second place winners will each receive a certificate and a check for $500. For her paper, Witnessing the Divine Glory and Exegesis of Exodus 33:19-23, Erin Groff. For her paper, The Crossroads at Salem, Type, Anti-Type, and Other Signs, Grace Monsanto. There is also an overall winner who has shown through written word a mature understanding to see, ask, and explore. This scholar is recognized today by Asbury University with a cash prize of $1,000, a certificate, and an object of art. Specifically, this object of art is a box made out of walnut, a costly and time-consuming wood to harvest, which represents the invaluable and long contemplation required to develop an item. The prism contained inside is a symbol of knowing how to see differently, an aspect Asbury University stands to accomplish through its teachings. The medallion inset on the lid displays vital components in this effort: scripture, holiness, mission, and stewardship. Finally, the logo on the front of the box holds genuine brick dust from the original 1790 Bethel Academy, founded by Francis Asbury, thereby representing a real piece of our heritage. This year, there were many strong contenders, which resulted in a tie for our first place winner. Therefore, this year, we have the privilege of awarding two overall Search Winner Prizes. Please join with me in congratulating the 2024 Search Symposium Student Scholars of Excellence for her paper, Political Polarization, Israel-Hamas War, with faculty sponsor Dr. Glenn Hardin, Ashton Montgomery. And for her paper, Thundering Voices, The Rise and Fall of Greek Rhetoric in the Roman World, with faculty sponsor Dr. David Schwartz, Amanda Vick.
The standards and expectations for faculty at Asbury University are set forth in the faculty manual, which states, Asbury University seeks to employ faculty members who bear personal witness to the saving and sanctifying power of Jesus Christ. A faculty member's life shall be exemplary in Christian living to bring honor to Christ, the church, and the university. To be appointed as a member of the full-time faculty, a faculty member commits to affirm and support the purposes of the university by maintaining high academic and spiritual standards, a personal lifestyle that aligns with campus community standards, and active engagement in life, work, and programs of the university. It's my privilege to recognize faculty for their years of service and other accomplishments. As I call their name, I ask that you please stand to be recognized and that the audience will hold your applause until all individuals have been recognized. For 5 years of service, Dr. Sean Gaffney, Dr. Elise Kearns, Dr. Lisa Jones, Professor David Whitaker. For 10 years of service, Dr. Cheryl Crow Johnson, Professor Sarah Hogenkamp, Dr. Mike Kane, Dr. Kim Okeson, Dr. Aaron Penner. For 15 years of service, Dr. Steve Clements, Dr. Brian Hull, Professor Margaret Park Smith, and Dr. Emily Walsh. And for 25 years of service, Professor Randy Richardson. Please join me in congratulating and thanking these faculty. After I call the next names, you can join me in congratulating them after all names are called. We want to recognize the following faculty who have completed a terminal academic degree this year. Dr. Mike Ross earned a Doctor of Business Administration from Anderson University. Dr. Todd Wald earned the Doctor of Philosophy in Communication from Regent University. And Dr. Kim Okeson earned a Doctor of Philosophy and Communication from Regent University. Congratulations. Faculty at the university may be promoted from the rank of assistant professor to associate professor and from associate professor to professor. Promotion is an honor based on the quality of a faculty member's expertise, teaching, scholarship, service, and affirmation of his or her commitment to the mission of the university. I will ask that the following faculty stand as your name is called so that we can recognize you and congratulate you. Faculty promoted to the rank of associate professor, Dr. Lisa Jones, Professor Rich Maneri, Dr. Mike Ross, Professor Michelle Smith, Dr. Emily Walsh, Dr. Lewis Willen, and Dr. Todd Wald. Faculty promoted to the rank of professor, Professor Sean Gaffney, Professor Josh Smith, and Dr. Claire Peterson. Asbury University is a mutual commitment between the university and the faculty member. For the university, it represents a long-term commitment to protect academic freedom in their faculty in their field of study, and to provide stability for academic programs of the institution. For the faculty member, tenure is an ongoing commitment to the mission of the university and the maintenance of sustained, high-quality educational instruction, scholarship, and service. Within the stated parameters of institutional purpose and within the context of their disciplines, tenure provides faculty members with freedom of intellectual inquiry in teaching, research, and publication, and a voice in the formation of academic policies of the university. I will invite the following faculty to stand as your name is read so we can recognize you and congratulate you for receiving tenure. Professor Sarah Ballou, Professor Sean Gaffney, Dr. Barbara Hamilton, Dr. Lisa Jones, Professor Rich Maneri, Dr. Brian Shelton, Dr. Lewis Willen, and Dr. Todd Wald. It's my privilege to present the 2024 Francis White Eubank Excellence in Teaching Award. Nominations are submitted by graduating seniors, and this award is based on faculty teaching effectiveness and spiritual modeling. Faculty were nominated based on the following criteria: knowledge of and enthusiasm for the subject matter being taught, effective classroom teaching methods, creation of a classroom climate which recognizes and values the contributions of each class member, effectively integrates faith and learning in courses, and exhibits Christian virtues through interactions with students and others both inside and outside of the classroom. This year, due to a tie, two faculty have been selected to receive the Francis White Eubank Excellence in Teaching Award. Our first award recipient is characterized by students as passionate, challenging, engaging, and effective as a classroom teacher. One student stated, "I can always meet with this professor, explore challenging life situations, ask questions, and feel supported." Another student stated, "My ongoing interaction with this professor is one of the main reasons I have not given up on my faith in spite of the turmoil in my life." Students note that this professor facilitates thoughtful and engaging classroom discussions that teach them to value and respect individual differences, perspectives, and backgrounds. Furthermore, students highlight the valuable mentoring this faculty member has provided for them while at Asbury. One student stated, excuse me, "I dread graduation because I will miss the discussions as well as my time with this professor." The 2024 Francis White Eubank Excellence in Teaching Award goes to Dr. Lisa Weaver Schwartz, Assistant Professor. One student characterized our second award recipient as the most well-rounded professor I have experienced in my classes at Asbury. Students state that this professor is engaging, creative, personable, fun, inspiring, and maintains high expectations for learning while sharing a visible love for God. One student noted, "We know this professor deeply cares about us and that our learning is of vital importance. Many times, the professor has met with me after class, in the office, or on campus to talk about topics that were discussed in class, difficult life situations, or content that's challenging to understand. These one-on-one discussions have taught me how to think and questions to ask that help me grow academically and as a Christian. I always feel welcome to engage in these conversations, and I never feel like I'm an imposition. I want to be like this professor one day. The 2024 Francis White Eubank Excellence Award in Teaching goes to Dr. Brian Shelton, Department Chair of Christian Studies. After our benediction, please remain seated until the faculty has recessed, and thank you.
Will you pray with me, please? Heavenly Father, we honor you today. It is all because of you that we are here. Thank you for this gift of learning and understanding and coming to know more of you. Be honored, be adored as we remember that all we have comes from you. Be loved today by the way we think and feel and act, by the work of our hands, be magnified in and through our lives. Lord Jesus, King of all kings, take your rightful place at the center of our attentions and affections here on earth as it is truly in heaven today. Restore the joy of your salvation in us. Ignite your resurrected life in us and animate our lives by the power of your Holy Spirit. May we yield to you and to your word in ways that form and shape us into courageous followers who aren't afraid to come boldly before you and ask for what we need as we bow in humble adoration today. Thank you, Jesus, that you would count us worthy to be your followers here in this particular time and place. We honor you that you would allow us to worship you together in such a cloud of witnesses here at Asbury. It is you that we honor and adore and worship. We bless you with all that we are, and we give all of these honors back to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.